Catrillo charity is something I hold dear. I already know Catrillo is going to be successful when it comes out to market, hopefully in the third quarter this year, I'm hoping. That's what led me to know that that's going to be successful. What more can I do, Alex? How can I give back to this profession that literally took me off the street at 18 and showed me a better way out? And I thought to myself, you know what? I need to have a social cause attached to me, attached to my brand. I want to start my own nonprofit, and I want that to be Catrillo Charity. And I was fortunate enough that an organization by the name of CARES, the Companions Animal for Reform and Equality, James and Jennifer Evans, they heard my story. They saw my plans of what I wanted to create. They say, you know what, Alex? Here's the funding. Hire your attorneys. Set up your 501c. Get all that legitimized. And by the way, Maddie's fund was like, you know what? Here's some money too, Mr. Contreras. Go out there and execute your plans and your goal for Catrillo Charity. And I'm glad to announce that my first project right out the gate, which I've currently been working on, there's a vet assisting program at a local high school here called Robert Morgan's Educational Center. I've been speaking at that school for the last 3 years. And every time I speak to the students, Dr. Takiwa, my story is so relatable to them because I've been in the same situations that they are. I've been with the parent who had two jobs. I've been with the parent who had to have their grandparents watch over them while they had to work. So they totally can relate to my story. And at the end of the day, I'm showing them that, look, I never wanted to become a doctor. That was never a realistic expectation I had for myself. I had realistic goals, meaning that I knew I wasn't going to be an astronaut. I knew I wasn't going to be the president of the United States, but I knew I wanted to be in this profession in some capacity. So it shows the younger generation that there's avenues that we can take here that you can still be a part of VetMed. And that's part of the Catrillo charity aspect, is that I'm advocating for more vet tech or more veterinarian assistant programs in our public schooling system, because it's another avenue to bring in that fresh generations that eventually would become doctors or become the next technicians, or who knows, maybe may become the next inventor, innovator. So I'm gladly embarking on this first project to really renovate that tech program, meaning that I'm going to get connected with my local county officials, whether that's in government or in, you know, in the political world, that I want to put new desks. I want to put lab equipment. I want to put a mock-up surgery ward in this classroom to really immerse the students on what it's going to be like once they get thrown into the fire that's the veterinarian technician or veterinarian assistant role. So a lot of great projects that I hope to undertake, Dr. Takiwa. I'm a one-man band team at the moment juggling these things, but I know eventually when Catrillo kicks off and I continue to grow Catrillo Charity, there's going to be a moment where I can sit back and say, you know what, Alex? I've done good here. I came into this profession. I stayed committed into it, and I'm leaving something behind that will be here long after I'm gone. And that's going to be the goal of Catrillo Charity eventually in the future.
Wow, Alex. So there's a lot. It's a great story, and I've got tons of questions. So let's go back to you're 18 years old, and you said you're taken off the street. So what would have happened to you? Like, how did you get into the vet profession that way? What you tell us that your grandfather instilled in you a wonder and love of animals, right? But how did that at 18? Tell me the story.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously at 18, I kind of wanted to show some independence for my mom, meaning that I wanted to tell her, hey, look, mom, you did everything you could up until this point. It's trying to clip those wings. It's time for me to leave the bird nest, in essence. And that's when I told myself, you know what? I didn't have, or at that time, 2004, there wasn't as many vet tech programs or veterinarian assistant programs like we have now. At that time, there was a school called Penn Foster, which was an online EDU at the time. And I thought to myself, you know what, Alex? This is what I want to do. I'm okay with getting a nighttime job working at a packing house so that during the day, I can focus on my education online. And that's exactly what I did, Dr. Takiwa. I told myself, you know what? I know I need to have that little piece of paper that says that I'm this veterinarian assistant who eventually will become a veterinarian technician, but I gotta have that paper to get in this profession. And that's literally what I did. Busting my butt at the warehouse at night, get the few hours I needed to sleep, wake up in the morning, get online, start doing my classwork, and eventually after a year and a half of going through that program, was finally awarded this veterinary assistant diploma. This is where the lines kind of get muddy, and I'm seeing that now in this profession, Dr. Takiwa, which you could imagine as well. You're in the trenches, you know. The back and forth fighting over the title descriptions. Veterinarian assistant, on-job training technicians versus registered, licensed, or certified. I understand the amount of money that's put into education, the amount of times that we put in it to get knowledgeable about these things. But don't mistake someone's situation of, let's say that a veterinarian assistant said, you know what, I'm already on the job. I'm already getting trained by highly qualified doctors. I got the trust and the confidence in these doctors that they can lead me in certain directions. Let's do that. I'd rather get that kind of homegrown, on-the-job experience with my own knowledge-based absorption versus you telling me that I have to sit in the classroom and just absorb books, and I'm not getting that experience level. So at that time, it was different for me. I live here in the state of Florida. We necessarily didn't have to have that registration or that certification. So at that time, I said, you know what, Alex? I'm going to stay right here. I'm okay being called the veterinarian assistant. I'm okay being called the on-job trained technician. I'm okay with this. It's not going to stop me from absorbing the knowledge and executing my knowledge and my goals and taking care of these animals, Dr. Takiwa, because at the end of the day, and I might get this gold-plated, this saying, the animals that we treat don't see these titles. They only see that compassion and that dedication that we put towards our craft and we put towards our job and our profession, that we don't need to be bickering about these titles. That's fine. You want to be registered? You want to be called the RVT, LVT, CVT? That's fine. Just don't diminish those veterinarian assistants who are striving to become those certified, licensed, or registered. Just because they're assistants doesn't mean that they one day don't want to be these registered technicians or licensed technicians. Don't dim down their light. Don't splash water on their fire. Just eventually let them educate themselves and let them be the ones to make their decisions.
Awesome, man. No one could say it better than that. And in my state, up in Jersey, we don't need certified or licensed technicians. And I'll be frank with you. And no offense to all the certified licensed technicians that I know and love and are phenomenal. I've seen some non-certified technicians run circles around certified.
Hey, listen, you said it. I was going to say the same thing. Line me up a registered, licensed, certified, on-the-job trainee technician and a veterinarian assistant. You're not even going to know the difference. And if you do know the difference, I can bet my bottom dollar that I'm going to go with that on-job trained technician over that certified or licensed one, because I've seen it 100 times over and over, Dr. Takiwa.
That's awesome.